This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
Yeah, so of course you can talk about anything that you want. This story has actually been in my show prep for a few days, but we talked a lot about Bitcoin last night, and so we'll change gears here into drugs. Kind of a good follow-up for this weekend where we were at the Cannabis Freedom Festival, which I just, by the way, posted the results from. If you were curious as to how the outreach booth that we did went, we kind of mentioned it on the air, but there's photographic evidence now over at freekeen.com of the full poster size world's smallest political quiz chart, the so-called Nolan chart, named after the founder of the Libertarian Party, or one of the founders, David Nolan, which shows you kind of left-right, the left-right spectrum expanded to have a sort of a top and bottom of libertarian on top and then authoritarian or statist on the bottom. And so we spent the whole weekend giving this quiz out to the attendees there. And over 67% of the attendees at the Cannabis Freedom Festival scored as either libertarian or on the borderline of libertarian. So either on the border between centrist and libertarian or left liberal and libertarian or right conservative and libertarian. So 67%, more than 67% scored as libertarian, which I'm very happy about. I thought it was a really great weekend from an outreach perspective. And, of course, we produced three radio shows from there. So check that out if you want over at freekeen.com. The big headline, though, is actually about MDMA. Some people might know it as ecstasy or Molly. Those are some of the street terms for what is MDMA, and that is, we'll give you the longer breakdown of that word. I don't remember it offhand, but ultimately it is what has been banned for a couple of decades now, actually probably like three decades after the Drug Enforcement Administration banned it. According to Reason.com's Jacob Sullum, they classified it as a dangerous intoxicant with no accepted medical use. The Food and Drug Administration, however, has recently deemed the same substance as a, quote, breakthrough therapy, unquote. The designation should speed MDMA's approval as a prescription medicine, which could happen as soon as 2021. That remarkable turnaround is thanks to the hard work of a plucky and persistent organization known as the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, a.k.a. MAPS. It was founded the year after the DEA banned MDMA, and last fall the FDA gave MAPS a green light for Phase 3 studies of MDMA as a treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
The last stage before approval of a new medicine. So Phase 3, which it now has approval to do these tests, is the final stage before it gets approved. MAPS, which plans to start enrolling subjects for its first Phase 3 study this spring, announced on Saturday, and I guess by this spring they mean in 2018 because this was written 2 days ago. They announced on Saturday that that MDMA had qualified as a breakthrough therapy. The designation created by the Food and Drug Administration Safety and Innovation Act of 2012 means that the FDA thinks that MDMA, quote, may demonstrate substantial improvement over existing therapies on one or more clinically significant endpoints, such as substantial treatment effects observed early in clinical development. It's not hard to see why the FDA reached that conclusion, given the very promising results of the MAPS-sponsored Phase 2 studies that were conducted by Charleston, South Carolina psychiatrist Michael Mithoffer and his wife Annie, a psychiatric nurse. The subjects in this first study were crime victims, mainly women who had been raped or sexually abused. More than four-fifths of the subjects who received MDMA in conjunction with psychotherapy showed a clinical response, meaning they saw reductions greater than 30% in the severity of their PTSD, as measured by the PTSD scale.
We had a listener one time. We've been following MDMA for some time and its applications in this way. We had a listener call in who... Did he call in or write us an email? I just can't remember.
There was a guy who called in who had taken had gone to Canada for an MDMA study.
Right.
Is that who you're talking about?
We had recommended that he go.
Yeah.
He had called in, basically said that he was abused as a child and what ways he was not clear on, and it doesn't really particularly matter, but that he had, you know, lived his life, and he'd made some good money, and he was going to set up his family in a trust and send some money to Free Talk Live, and that he was going to kill himself.
Yeah.
That's what he said, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, like, money's great and everything, but I don't, you know, we don't need it for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we talked to him about why not take this option. We talked to how MDMA has helped people in these circumstances, that they're doing those therapies in Canada, and that he might as well give it a shot because there's nothing to lose.
Right.
Like, so he gets arrested, big deal. You know, when you're looking at suicide, arrest seems like a small small concern.
Yeah.
So he did it. He went to Canada. He tried it out, and he called back and said that everything was great.
It was tremendous results.
Yeah, and he's going to, you know, pursue the therapy as time goes by. There's probably more that can be done, but that he saw a great deal of relief from whatever it was that he felt like it was worth killing himself. And
right, he was no longer... suicidal.
To me, I thought that was just an amazing, amazing story.
Absolutely. And of course, it's just a case study, but it is still an amazing story. And these studies are showing that not only is that one case study valid, but also that it's happening with other people who've had severe PTSD. The testing with MDMA has shown significant declines in their levels of PTSD. Now, this is measured by what's called the Clinician-Administered PTSD Scale, or CAPS. The mean CAP score in this group fell from about 80 to less than 30. So, again, these are test subjects in the phase 2 testing of MDMA for clinical purposes. 10 of the 12 subjects, all of whom began with CAP scores indicating severe PTSD, no longer qualified for the diagnosis.
Wow.
Let me repeat that. 10 out of the 12. Now, obviously, these are small sample sizes. Okay, so you can't get
large sample sizes when the government won't allow you to do it.
Well, this was allowed by the government. It was a phase 2 FDA-approved test.
That's great.
MAPS was approved to do. But regardless, the size of this study, it was small. So keep that in mind. But still, 10 out of 12 is significant.
The government has disallowed this for 3 decades.
That's correct.
This product was used for treatment of all kinds of issues prior to them making
it illegal. By psychotherapists, it was,
right. And the government decided the war on drugs was just too important, and people being happy...
Well, they hated that people were having fun with MDMA in clubs. They hated that. The government hates it when people have fun and they don't get a cut of the money. So they were very upset about that. And that's why, purportedly, they went ahead and made this illegal. Which, of course, made it illegal to do it with psychotherapists. You know, you couldn't do it at all under any circumstances.
Yeah, people are having too much fun. We're just everybody. All you kindergartners, put your head on your desk.
And even under a legalized or semi-legalized prescription medication system, it's still going to be illegal to use MDMA at a club. If you're not using it in the prescribed manner, then you're going to possibly run afoul of the law.
So I can't take my prescription and go out dance with my friends.
I don't know. Maybe you can. I mean, I don't know what sort of restrictions. I don't know what restrictions are going to put on it. I don't know if it's one of those things where it can only be administered in a psychotherapy session by a registered psychotherapist. In that you don't, you're not given a bottle of it to take home or something like that. Who knows? I don't know what the proposal is that's on the table.
There was a guy I met out in Colorado who was involved in Liberty Circles. And he actually may even be listening to the show, and he should call in and talk about this if he wants. But he was on the verge of suicide after doing a tour in, Afghanistan or whatever. And basically, he was, just kind of, he was just done. He was like, screw it, and he's just, I'm going to try some drugs because whatever, I got nothing else to do. And he's, never into that kind of stuff. He grew up very conservative Republican, and... Mm. And basically, some girl that was into him was like, hey, let's do Molly together. And just pretty much after he did Molly, he just felt a lot better. like days later, he just, and then he did it
even without psychotherapy.
No, without psychotherapy, just hanging out with this chick. And
yeah, I wouldn't.
I'm not saying that's the recommendation, but this is his story about it. Now he's studying the effects, and he's actually part of a.
He's getting into it.
He's getting into like.
Let's talk more about it. Coming up here, toll free number if you want to share your thoughts, 855-450 free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial on in toll free to join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
And also, I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. You go there and you can learn a whole lot more about Bitcoin. Maybe you're new to Bitcoin and you're just kind of catching wind that it's been on fire for a number of years. The price has been going crazy. There's some kind of messiness behind the scenes, but nonetheless, you should probably learn about this technology over at Bitcoin.com. If you're already into Bitcoin, you're ready to get started doing some mining and possibly make some more Bitcoin, then you can do that over at Pool.Bitcoin.com. That's Pool, like a mining pool, Pool.Bitcoin.com. You can decide whether you want to mine the original Bitcoin or the new Bitcoin Cash. It is up to you. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. Mark, you went with the lifetime contract. I did a 6-month. I don't even think the 6-month contracts are available anymore. I think it's 12 months now and a lifetime. Last time I looked, which was a few days ago. So check out the options over at pool.bitcoin.com. You can use their calculator there, and that'll help you decide how much you want to put in and what you could possibly make over at pool.bitcoin.com. We'll talk more about MDMA as a therapy. Ecstasy, the popular club drug, as it is called, or the love drug, depending on who you talk to. We'll get back into what's going on, because there's some very exciting developments, believe it or not, coming out of the FDA and some FDA-approved medical studies that we'll tell you more about on the way here. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We got Greg. He's in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. I have a question for you.
Yes.
So the concept of comparative advantage, what is that? How do you understand it?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, the term doesn't come off the top of my head, doesn't mean anything. I am ticking away right here, but I don't know. Can you tell me what it is? I mean, it sounds like an economics term.
Sure. I think it was a British economist in the 19th century. I forgot his name. David Ricardo. He came up with this idea that you don't have to be better at anything than someone else, but you still will have work because that's someone else. Let's say one country is better at everything than another country, but they can specialize in what they're best at and let the other country do something else. And so I think a lot of libertarians use this to say, listen, there's always going to be work. You know, there's always going to be stuff to do for everybody because if you're not good. So my question is this, though, that concept, how does that explain that when, let's say, there were horses driving people around, right? Or there were oxen in the fields plowing the fields. And now there aren't. So what's the
Some places there still are.
Yeah, they're still around, but it's much less than they used to be, right?
Everybody That's correct, yep.
So my question is, according to comparative advantage, that shouldn't have happened, right? The horses should have just found some other employment, and the oxen should still be doing something. But they're not. They've been replaced completely, and the fields have been replaced with parking lots.
So fields have gotten more efficient, so we can get more food out of smaller places. And obviously, you're seeing corporatization, industrialization in the agriculture sphere. So people have fewer jobs in agriculture, a lot fewer jobs. But lots of work's being done by large machinery. The oxen and the horses do have roles. I mean, horses, Jay, you're a horse guy, right?
What are
horses for right now? Racing, food?
Pleasure.
Yeah.
That's what horses are essentially for.
Decorations for pastures?
The Amish use them a lot. Yeah. Pasture ornaments, I call them, mostly, because most people just feed them and do nothing with them.
There are people who ride them in, shows and competitions.
Just pleasure. I mean, my father, my entire life, that's what he did, was sell horses for a living, and it was never for really much commercial stuff. I mean, there are people who have carriage companies and they drive horses and stuff like that. But when you come to this, farming thing, and I was very involved with big-time commercial agriculture, and, yeah, so right now, these guys that are growing genetically modified, subsidized, basically, corn, for example, or sugar beets or any of that, they are pretty much like 5 times the amount of corn, for example, today than they were producing 100 years ago. So like right now there's farmers that are producing like 280 to 300 bushel per acre of corn. And 100 years ago, they were thrilled if they got 50 bushel per acre. But The stuff that's being subsidized is the stuff where all the big, cool technologies going into, like corn and sugar beets and all these row crop things, wheat. And but yet, when you got the, you know, the food that I think people should really be consuming, like broccoli and spinach and carrots and, you know, things like that. Well, carrots are kind of commercially harvested, but like a lot of your good leafy greens and, you know, healthier foods, you know, peppers and blueberries and, you know, stuff like that, isn't, there's a lot of manpower still goes into all that, like that kind of vegetables, for example. And but like the grain crops are just so easy. You know, my stepdad, for example, literally works 3,000 acres of land, and it's him, a 72-year-old man, and a 45-year-old man. It's three guys, and they hire a couple of guys to help rake hay and do things, but basically three guys are doing it all because the equipment's, you know, GPS and all this, and I don't even know how I've gotten on this tangent. But when it comes to, like, good food that I call good field, the food that I eat now that I, you know, didn't eat years ago, the stuff that's not subsidized, there's a lot of manpower, and guess what? You need people who are going to work for cheap wage to harvest that food on any large scale.
I think the concern that Greg has here is automation. That's what I'm guessing you're leading towards here, Greg, is, I mean, because giving an example of what happens to horses isn't exactly, you know, something you can draw a parallel to humans. Obviously,
but
humans,
you can say that agriculture jobs there's 1/100 of the amount of agriculture jobs.
Yeah, that much is true, but humans have the ability to do more than the average horse, so it's easier for a human to go out and get some other kind of work.
So my main point was this. Of course, when the agricultural revolution happened and things were automated, humans were able to go and do something else, and the horses weren't. You know, they can't go in and do your taxes, right? Or whatever it is that
or whatever,
you do.
Yeah.
Or whatever, obviously. So now the number of horses that's being bred is much less.
Okay.
And, you know, the other horses, hopefully they won't get turned into glue or something like that. So what I'm worried about is that with the coming AI revolution and machines, you know, it's just a matter of time that we have machines that drive cars and do replace all the kiosks and all the cashiers and all the bank tellers and all the drivers and all the just everybody except maybe hairdressers. And there's going to be obviously jobs. But my point is, with every job that's being automated, that one person could do the job of 100 or the job of even 5, that job no longer requires as many people. So simple supply and demand says that people are going to get lower wages. It's not going to be right away everyone's out of a job, but you're going to see it gradually, and I believe it started already in the 70s and 80s. And I think
so let's talk about it. I want to talk about this further. Hang on, Greg. We'll bring you back here. This is something that's going to be a conversation that is going to be discussed over and over again in the next few decades, right?
Yeah.
Like, as automation becomes more prolific.
Automation is coming.
And, I mean, it already has been pretty prolific in some industries, but it's going to get out there in some of the ways that he was talking about, taxi drivers and things like that. These are going to be industries that are highly disrupted by computers and automation. And what's that mean? More coming up.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us here to bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. It's Ian, Jay, and Mark in the studio with you tonight.
Whole Food Multi-Complete is, well, it's the best multi that you can take out there. What they've done is they've taken seven different types of supplements and combined them into one. And you don't have to spend the kind of money that you would if you went to a naturopath and put together a whole program for you, that kind of thing. Probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, all the other nutrients you need. Please just go to simplifymysupplements.com and take a look at the list of ingredients here. So it is a thrice-daily supplement intended to give you everything that you need, and you will be stunned by the difference between whatever it is you're taking now and Whole Food Multicomplete. SimplifyMySupplements.com, and if you use coupon code FTL, you'll save ten percent off of every order, every time you order. Satisfaction's guaranteed, your money back, they do take Bitcoin. I used it. And surprisingly, taking it, I lost like 10 or 15 pounds, somewhere in between there, just because of the probiotic and taking it as directed and that sort of thing. So please, try it out. I mean, it's worth it just for that. What was the name of that movie that we saw together, Jay, that informed me about the probiotics and how that was?
I don't exactly remember.
Story of Your Gut or something?
Yeah, we just YouTube searched it and... My girlfriend was looking through the ingredients list on that because I was telling her about that. Mm-hmm. And she says there's something in there. I can't remember what she said it was called, but it's like an herb or a mineral that actually helps the body metabolize the fat better and break down stored fat. And she was saying to me, I think this is why Mark lost some weight, and along with the probiotics. But there was I can't remember what she called it. I'll have to ask her and bring it up to you. But, yeah, I mean, she pays attention attention to this stuff, and she liked what, you know, that has for ingredients.
My wife did, too. SimplifyMySupplements.com.
All right, let's go back to Greg in New York. Greg, you're concerned about the future of jobs in the world or America or wherever with the influx of automation technologies into industries that had previously not been disrupted by automation. So you gave taxi drivers as an example of that, for instance, and certainly we're seeing the automated cars being heavily developed right now. They haven't hit the roads in a major way, but it's only a matter of time before that does happen. And, of course, you can point out other industries. Obviously, manufacturing for a long time has been quite automated, and, you know, jobs have been lost there. But your concern is that automation is going to become so, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong, but that automation will become so efficient, so prolific, so affordable that there are going to be very few jobs at some point in the future remaining. Is that your belief?
Yeah. By the way, what you said about around the world, I think you're right. The hardest hit areas will be, you know, the cheap or affordable workers around the world, whether they're in India or China. Obviously, a lot of that stuff's going to be automated. So Apple, you know, right now Foxconn is a company that makes stuff for the iPhone, and people used to work so hard that they committed suicide, some of them, right? And there was this controversy. I'm not going to get into whether the amount of suicides was bigger or less than the average. My point is,
it wasn't.
So all those people are going to be eventually replaced with robots, obviously. It's going to happen. So The American workforce is not even the one next on the chopping block. It's all the other countries that have been working kind of menial jobs for cheap. They're going to lose all their jobs as well. So it's going to happen, and it's going to happen around
the world. Well, what do you propose? I mean, obviously you're spreading a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt here. So what is your solution?
I mean, I don't think that it's a – I think it's a reality. Jobs are going to be lost.
Yeah, but the humans have managed to come up with new ideas over time as well. So while some jobs may be lost, there may be new jobs that come out that we haven't envisioned yet to replace them.
So if people, like, for example, let's say, like, you know, some things I'm doing become obsolete, I'm always like, you know, I kind of, you know, that wouldn't bother me at all because it would just open up my world to do other things. But then again, I like doing things. I have fun with things. And if things I'm currently doing now became obsolete, I'll tell you, I've done a lot of truck driving, and I can't wait till these automated trucks come out because I hate truck driving.
Mm.
And it's so hard to find truck drivers and to hire people to drive and to get stuff.
Is it really?
Oh, it's just tough because anybody who is a truck driver has got a really good paying job right now, and you know, and
you can't hire them away.
You can't hire them away. I can't afford to hire them away. And I hire actually trucking companies right now to haul some, you know, hay and stuff for me. And it's kind of challenging to make it all happen, and especially affordably. But you know, what it comes down to is there's always going to be more things to do. People are going to come up with stuff. Things are going to evolve. I mean, I'm not particularly, you know, worried about it, and I would like it if, you know, I mean, driving a truck's really boring, and people got much better things they can do as far as, like, I'm concerned, and that's what they keep. One of the big fear mongering is, oh, once all the truck driving jobs are gone, what are all these truck drivers going to do? Whatever they want.
Whatever they want, yeah.
Anybody
exactly,
who's,
exactly.
You know,
I'm not fear mongering. I should say
the guy who's going to have a hard time is a guy who spent his entire life living in suburbia, doing nothing ever since he was a child, but, like, just watching TV, I think, and that doesn't want to do anything. There's a lot of teenage kids out there that just aren't interested in doing anything at all. There's a lot of 20-year-olds who just, well, they can camp out on mom's couch still, and they don't do nothing because they don't have to, and they don't want to do anything. Those are the people, the ones that don't want to do anything, I think, are the ones where the struggle is going to be, because there's always going to be people who want to do things.
They're going to learn, they're going to add new skills.
And they're just going to keep skill building.
Well, if they don't want to do anything, then they're probably not making any money now. Probably their parents are rich, and if that's happening, they're going to keep being rich. You know, investment's not going to go away into capital. But I'm not afraid of this. I'm not saying this is something to be feared. I think that's great. People should be spending more time with their kids. They shouldn't be sticking them into public school as a way to go to a corporate job, free up time for themselves. I think that's great. You know, they could devote more to spirituality, maybe religion. I don't know, whatever it is that they find meaning in life. Having said that, there's got to be a way for these people to have money. And jobs are not going to be adequate enough to get that money. That's what I'm trying to say. The average wage has been going down since the 70s. Inequality has been going up, and that's not going to reverse. It's not going to stop. And all these other explanations about why this is happening may explain some little part of it, but the big reason is jobs are being automated. And you see, it's just like a frog in the frying pan. You're not seeing it until there's so many people making less than they can afford to live in the rent, to pay the rent in their cities and their suburbs. So you're going to see it. And at that point, people are going to have either negative income tax, which is what Milton Friedman advocated, or some sort of redistribution where it's predictable. It's not a welfare state. It's just there all the time. And then people do whatever they want, a free market on top of that. That's
Greg, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
So I tend to agree with Greg that there is going to be pressure on more redistribution of wealth as time goes by because, A, we're raising a generation of people who, because of the economic downturn, a variety of other factors, didn't get jobs when they were teenagers and now are entering the marketplace, in some cases with a degree that is completely useless for them. And a tremendous amount of debt. They don't understand the work ethic in the way. Now, you know, I don't want to say this about millennials, and people have said this about generations in the past every time there's been a new generation, but that's the way it looks to me. It looks to me like because of minimum wage laws, young people weren't able to get jobs because older people during the economic downturn priced them out of the market by taking these minimum wage jobs. If you're at the local burger stand and you have the choice of hiring a 30-year-old or a 15-year-old, you're probably going to hire the 30-year-old because the 30-year-old just has
the same rate?
Yeah, for the same rate.
Okay.
Just has a set of basic skills that is higher. You know, and
maybe
that way the 15-year-old doesn't develop the skills in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And I started work at 12 years old. I learned more at that after-school job than I did at school.
Sure.
And I consider it to be extraordinarily valuable. So I think there's going to be all kinds of pressure, as Greg's saying. But as far as the solutions go, it gets really, really sort of murky.
Well,
also, automation's going to drive prices
down. That's the other pressure that he wasn't talking about, is that, yeah, maybe they'll be paying less for jobs, maybe, but there are definitely going to be costs of building whatever it is they're building or the services they're providing are also going to go down because of automation, so they can lower their prices.
I want to talk about this negative income tax.
More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to get back into the MDMA story later. We're going to take your calls and thoughts. Mark, I know you wanted to comment on negative income tax, which was one of the proposals our last caller made in regards to the idea of widespread automation, getting rid of jobs. His theory is that there won't be new jobs or enough new jobs to fill those roles that people had, and so therefore there needs to be some sort of what he called a negative income tax. But he said it wasn't welfare. Sure sounds like welfare to me if everybody gets a payout every single month or however often because of this. But please, you know, you guys are welcome to.
Don't we have negative income tax already in a form of this child something credit?
Yeah, head of household.
Whatever it is called.
Yeah, it's basically Republican welfare. You fill out your taxes and we might give you some money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So, you know, one of the things here is the negative income tax is going to have to be funded in some way, and it's going to have to be funded by a positive income tax or some other form of tax.
Or the printing press, which is another way of taxing.
Or bomb dropping.
And what we found, the negative income tax's new name is called the UBI, the Universal Basic Income.
Yeah.
And
that sounds better.
UBI?
Yeah.
Universal Basic Income?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's more descriptive. Universal Basic Income, you know what it is once mm-hmm. you've said it,
yep.
Assuming you know what universal means. So to pay that, it's tremendously expensive. If you give every person in the United States $1,000 a month, that's $12,000 a year. I haven't done the math on it, but it's a lot of money. And
not to mention how much it costs just to get that $1,000 a month to whoever. There was a guy year 2007, his name was Kamal Jane. He ran for auditor in Massachusetts, and he had come up with it cost $42, the cost of Massachusetts taxpayer, $42 for every $1 received in welfare between all the red tape, between
all the bureaucracy,
and you have to maintain an army to make sure property taxes are collected, to make sure income taxes are collected. He included all this stuff, you know, because,
wow.
People are, if there's no police, the people, there's no need for them to pay taxes if there isn't a man with a gun to enforce the taxation. You know, he included all of it, you know, the police and, you know, the whole nine yards and the prisons and everything. You know, what it costs to get someone a dollar.
It's crazy.
Some people, disagree with it, but that's what he come up with.
$3.7 trillion per year.
What's that?
That's what it's going to take to give everybody $1,000 a year.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
$1,000 per what?
Per month.
Per month.
And that's, you know, that's barely subsistence wages.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find that once the rates go up on the rich, which is who's you're obviously going to have to tax because you can't tax the middle class anymore. Once you tax the rich, you're going to see this flight.
They're going elsewhere.
The world's getting smaller. First off, cryptocurrencies are becoming more ubiquitous and may very well be the new form of currency, whether it's Bitcoin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can't get money from somebody who has cryptocurrency if they don't want to give it to you. They've got control. You can't take it out of their bank account. All you can do is hold their body until they give you money, presuming they actually have it.
Yeah.
If you get something that's private, like Monero, then you never know what anybody has. Then you take into consideration that, you know, leaving the country is significantly easier than it was when you had a 90% tax bracket previously, and that the world market has expanded. There's significantly more mature marketplaces out there. There are places for rich people to go, like the, you know, Cayman Islands, Guernsey, you know, a variety of different places where they go, and, you know, they're untouchable. They're untouchable. So the idea of a UBI may be great to some, but implementation-wise, it sounds crazy. Now, I'm going to add to that a bit more evidence. There's a show on NPR that I happened to catch a couple of days ago called Intelligence Squared. I'm going to give them their fair shake. They do a form of debate where they take different sides and they squeeze it into, I think, an hour or whatever it is.
Okay.
And they give either side. They do the correct style of debate, as far as I'm concerned. They poll everybody on the way in on their opinion, and then they poll them after the debate, and then they give the results. And the people that change the most minds win.
Mm, okay.
Well, they did UBI just a couple of days ago, and it was September the 24th, 2016. As jobs are automated, some say we'll need a guaranteed basic income. The liberal, and I presume we're talking NPR, it's in NPR's website, and you can't convince, they couldn't convince the liberals in the audience that this was a good idea.
Really?
Let alone getting this past the American people. So this idea, whether, you know, it certainly has more penetration than it did 10 years ago,
yep,
but it is not ready for prime time.
Well, I'm impressed that people were not persuaded about it. That's good, because a lot of people are going to want a handout. They're going to hear, what? $1,000 a month? Free money? Well, man, they're going to be all about that.
The problem is that it's dumb, okay? People know from the get-go it's not going to work, because first off,
well, most people don't know that the minimum wage increases won't work. That's bad economics, but all they see is, my God, I'm going to make more money.
They weren't proposing a libertarian future, Ian. They were simply saying that this particular form of social safety net is unimplementable and stupid.
Hmm.
And here's
why don't they say the same thing about the minimum wage? Because that's just as bad of an idea.
Because people are working
not as bad, though,
at the minimum wage. They're going to work to get the new higher minimum wage.
Yeah.
It's not just as bad of an idea. It is a better idea, but it's not a good idea.
Right. No, neither of these are good
ideas. Here's the reason. Because everybody knows that somebody is going to, you know, if you give somebody, the universal basic income proposes that it replaces all form of welfare. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
With this basic payout. So you don't get medical. You don't get, maybe, I don't know whether they said schooling. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
They're not going to get rid of the other welfare programs.
That's the point. But this is what they're proposing is, from that standpoint, it's a good idea in that people would, succeed or fail, and that it would encourage people to make good financial decisions and a variety of things like that. The problem is,
no, it wouldn't. I mean, handing out money doesn't encourage good financial decisions.
It would. If you told them that you're not getting food stamps, you're not getting welfare,
yeah,
you're not getting anything, then yes, it would.
It could.
If you had the guts to say
to turn them down.
No.
Yeah.
But the problem is that these people, some of these people, will continue to make bad decisions.
Of course they will.
Including those bad decisions.
They're going to spend that $1,000 on crack.
Is having children.
Or alcohol.
And then people are going to say, oh my God, the kids are starving. They're having ketchup soup and saltine crackers is right. All they're getting.
Because mom and dad are spending the money on alcohol, cigarettes, and other drugs.
Right. But nobody has the guts to say, look, we'll go ahead and give you some drug treatment, but we're taking your kids away. Because they don't have the guts to do it.
And cutting off their ability to reproduce.
Right. We're happy to give you an increase in your welfare payout, but we're giving you a tubal ligation or a vasectomy. Or whatever. They don't have the guts to do what it takes.
Yeah.
And so people understandably avoid this universal basic income idea because it would add responsibility to the equation for some people who simply wouldn't be able to show it. Some people would be able to show responsibility.
We can talk more about it coming up here. Let's talk to Douglas. He's in New Jersey. Douglas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Interesting conversation. My name is Doug, S-I-T-T-E-L. I have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, you remind us of that every time you call.
Right.
Plugging himself.
The first 10 minutes of the one with the hand over the drink, you've got live murder happening. You have a Charleston cop putting hot doses of heroin.
Your channel is so boring. It is just so uninteresting. It's just audio, raw audio files that are arguably made by a crazy man.
Hot doses of heroin into my food.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's all you ever call about, Doug. Don't you have anything else to talk about?
Do you know that Mr. Burgess lost his life?
I don't know who that person is.
Okay. If you listen to the picture of the hand over the drink in the first 10 minutes...
I'm not going to.
I already
sampled
your
channel.
Minutes, right. And it looked like the worst video. It had no narration. It didn't have any explanation.
Committing murder. Mr. Burgess witnessed the conversation. He was kept prisoner in his apartment.
Maybe you should be calling attorneys or something like that, or somebody who can help you in the legal system.
Before anybody finds out about it.
I guess you're lucky they haven't killed you. If you're dealing with murderous cops and judges or whatever, I mean, you ought to count your lucky stars that they haven't just gone ahead and offed you.
Live on my YouTube, Doug, S-I-T-T-E-L.
That's enough. Thanks for the call. You can buy an ad next time. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, look, if what he's saying is true, it's not funny. It's not funny. What if he's saying, for listeners that don't know, this guy's called in like 5 times now. All he does is plug his YouTube channel, which is full of audio-only clips that last for hours in some cases.
I've dealt with enough paranoid schizophrenics to just not believe an accusation like this. It's just, why would you call us?
Well, can't get through on any other show.
Right.
What's every number here?
Call the cops!
855. Well, he says they're in on it.
All of them? Everywhere!
Well, it is New Jersey. 855-453. 855-450-3733. You wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.